The Star, L'Étoile, at the IU Opera Theater is a delightful confection of a comedy. Emmanuel Chabrier's charming music ranges from the rambunctious to the lyrical. You might think of Offenbach, but with a bit more sophistication. There's plenty of musical and theatrical depth in the cast and the production. Conductor Marzio Conti led the show with energetic attention to the orchestra and the singers. The supertitled singing is in French, and the humorous dialogue is in very clear English. Conti is a veteran of comedy at IU. In the recent past, he led a delightful production of Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment. By the way, Saturday night's cast included three singers who were with him for the droll Donizetti, and there were three others with recent groundings in the comedies of Chabrier's English contemporaries, Gilbert and Sullivan. Stage director Alain Gauthier is also a veteran of the comic style. He made good use of this, his second creative opportunity to work with L'Étoile. As the curtain went up Saturday on what looked like a 19th-century railway station, city workers were nervously hiding behind their newspapers. It's their King Oof's habit to impale a person who speaks ill of him or his government on his birthday. Tomorrow's the day, and no one wants to be the unlucky one. After failing to elicit even mild criticism, the king departs, and his subjects, breathing sighs of relief, depart as well. A quartet of nicely dressed, suitcase-bearing singers arrives. They're disguised as shop assistants on a secret diplomatic mission. They're bringing their princess, Laula, to wed King Oof. There are a number of mysterious quirks in the twisted plot of L'Étoile, and just why the ambassador chooses to have the princess pretend to be his wife while his own wife is partnered with his assistant is never quite clear, but like lots of other elements, it adds to the fun. Lazuli, a young traveling salesman of ladies' sundries in a trouser roll, arrives. He falls in love with the princess and is distraught at the news that she's apparently married to the diplomat. The king, still in search of a birthday victim, tempts the salesman to insult and even strike him, and the relieved townspeople gather for a celebratory impalement. All's going along nicely until Sirocco, the king's astrologer, comes in with the news that the king's and Lazuli's stars are paired. If one dies, the other dies the next day. Naturally, things come to a dramatic close, with the king making every effort to see that salesman is safely and comfortably ensconced in his own palace. In a series of often comic scenes, a relieved king discovers that his star is quite independent of the salesman's. Lazuli and Princess Laula are united. Everyone dances and sings a colorful finale. Tim McMath's single set uses a myriad combination of lights and lighting to be dark and mysterious and bright and cheerful. Linda Pisano's costumes have a bit of the factory about them for the townspeople, with the ambassador's party in dignified black and the royal court awash in soft fabrics, shiny surfaces, and pastels. Saturday night's cast sang and moved very well. Nathan Krishnaswamy was the flamboyant King Oof, with Quinn Gallien as his dour astrologer. Darian Klontz led the ambassadorial party, with Esther Schneider as Princess Laula, Ashlyn Brown as his wife Alois, and Jeremy Weiss as Tapioca. Courtney Jameson wore the pants as the salesman Lazuli. Six members of the chorus, Melissa Hartman, Elise Hurwitz, Aman Machida, Jenny Mosier, Maya Vansuch, and Emily Warren, formed a surprisingly graceful and accomplished corps de ballet around the throne. The IU Opera Theater's production of Emmanuel Chabrier's L'Étoile continues with performances Friday and Saturday, October 20 and 21. Here are a couple of notes. One, don't let the scary posters fool you. This is definitely a comedy with quite a cheery side. Two, the show runs 2 hours and 20 minutes with an intermission featuring ice cream. The six elementary-aged children that I talked with during that intermission all spoke positively about the show on the basis of their approval and the audience's laughter and warm applause. This might be a good opera for a young and perhaps an old person as well. You can find this and other reviews and interviews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.